This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil observes various historic sites, including the fallen Berlin Wall in Germany. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prasada stresses quality education to retain human resources within the country, and at least 11 people dead after two shipwrecks in Mediterranean Sea. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil visited various historic sites, including the fallen Berlin Wall in Germany. Currently, on an official visit to Germany, the president was accompanied by his spouse, Savita Paudil, and other members of the visiting delegation. Likewise, the government of Germany has given a guard of honor to President Ramchandra Paudil. According to President's press advisor, Kiran Pokharel, President Paudil received the guard of honor yesterday before having bilateral talks with his German counterpart, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, in Berlin. President Paudil arrived in Germany on Saturday at the friendly invitation of the President of Germany. Before arriving in Berlin, President Paudil had attended as a keynote speaker at the high-level event of the 112th International Labour Conference of the International Labour Organization ILO and the inaugural session of the Global Alliance for Social Justice. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on quality education to retain human resources within the country. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forestry University yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the youths should be relayed information regarding the job opportunities in the country after improving the quality of education. The Prime Minister appreciated the Agriculture and Forestry University's efforts in planning and execution for the expansion of agriculture science. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal has said the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year are in the interest of Nepal and Nepali citizens. Talking to media persons at Bharatpur Airport in Chitwan yesterday, the Prime Minister claimed that the budget highlighted several government initiatives for good governance, social justice and prosperity. In the meantime, the World Bank's senior managing director Axel von Trostenberg paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the two discussed the issues of Nepal's development, the World Bank's support to Nepal's development endeavours and other aspects. The World Bank's senior managing director Axel von Trostenberg arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on his official visit to Nepal to chair the third replenishment meeting of the World Bank's Fund for Low-Income Countries, the International Development Association, IDA. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal said the World Bank, as a stable development partner, has been providing reliable resources for Nepal's development and financing for the past six decades. On the occasion, Trostenberg praised the World Bank's support to Nepal's economic development. Trostenberg is scheduled to chair the third IDA 21 replenishment meeting hosted by the government in Kathmandu on June 18 to 21st. It is stated that the four-day IDA 21 meeting will bring together officials from 65 donor governments and representatives of borrowing members' countries who will discuss the proposed IDA 21 policy focus areas, people, planet, prosperity, infrastructure and digitalization. A four-point agreement has been reached between the government and the protesting Nepal Petroleum Tanker Drivers Association to transport petroleum products. A meeting between the association and the Nepal Oil Corporation that took place at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies yesterday decided to form a committee to discuss the demands of the agitating drivers. Following the agreement, the fuel supply to the market has resumed. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police has arrested a Nepali citizen of Tibetan origin, Sherab Kalmo, also known as Sonam Gurung, with illegal 6 kilograms of gold and rupees 4.8 million in cash. According to Superintendent of Police and spokesperson of the Bureau, Hobindra Budathoki, 32-year-old Kalmo was arrested from Tinchuli in Bauda, Kathmandu 6. The second biggest festival of the Islam community, Bakr Eid, has begun. The festival, which began yesterday, will be celebrated till Wednesday. Islam community celebrates the festival on the 10th day of the 12th month of Hijri Sambat as per Islamic religious calendar. An international conference on ecological impact on agriculture, business and technology is being held at Rampur in Chitwan from today. The Agriculture and Forestry University is organizing the two-day conference with over 300 participants from Nepal, India, China, the USA and Australia are attending. The conference will also seek deliberations on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture, practices in the management of environment, forest and wildlife, and recent advances in biotechnology, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some, now on to a short commercial break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ वन्ट टु सम इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट Rescuers have said at least 11 people have died and more than 60 are missing as a result of two shipwrecks off the coast of southern Italy. A German charity said it picked up 51 people from a sinking wooden boat and found 10 bodies trapped on the lower deck near the island of Lampedusa yesterday. In a separate incident on the same day, Médecins Sans Frontières said more than 60 people were reported missing and 26 of them feared to be children. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, said in a joint statement that the boat had set off from Libya and was carrying migrants from Syria, Egypt, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. The Mediterranean is the deadliest known migration route in the world. According to the United Nations data, more than 23,500 migrants have died or gone missing in its waters since 2014. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of local and western winds as well as the low pressure system formed around Bihar, India in the remaining part of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Madhes province and the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.5 degrees Celsius with 13.1 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Podil observes various historic sites, including the fallen Berlin Wall in Germany. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses quality education to retain human resources within the country and at least 11 people dead after two shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.